Today, San Francisco begins to phase out a program that provided its most vulnerable unhoused population with hotel rooms during the pandemic. KALW's Lisa Ramrica explains what's next.
Since April, San Francisco has leased around 2,600 hotel rooms to move many homeless residents off the streets or out of shelters. The city's Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing says this was always intended as a temporary measure, not a sustainable long-term solution. Director Abigail Stewart-Kahn says hotel housing costs more than three times as much as a night in a navigation centre. The city says it will start moving more than 2,000 homeless people currently in hotels into permanent or safe sleep housing beginning today. The city promises to buy or lease 1,500 units of permanent supportive housing over the next 2 years. Here's Stewart-Kahn for more.
Housing is the only permanent solution to ending homelessness, and now more than ever, it is the best form of healthcare, which is why in the SIPRI housing, we are focused on housing people and making an investment in that rather than in continuing to shelter them.
The four-phase plan will see all 25 hotels shut by next May. Phase one involves moving around 500 people before Christmas. It's controversial. Critics say it's an ambitious plan that doesn't take into account residents' anxiety about the changes or homeless people's complex needs. And they worry that if it's not executed correctly, encampments may pop up again. In San Francisco, I'm Lisa Ramrica for KALW News.